We're up to Perek Chet, Mishnah Vav. It says the Mishnah, Sris Chama Kohen Shenasa Bas Yisrael Ma'achila B'truma. A Sris Chama, who happens to be a Kohen, marries a Bas Yisrael. He's allowed to feed her Truma. She can eat Truma. Because a Sris Chama, there is no Isser for this Sris to marry into the community. And therefore, there's nothing wrong over here. So therefore, she's allowed to eat truma by virtue of her being married to this kohen. Rabbi Yossi v'Rabbi Shimon omrim androgynos kohen shenasa bas Yisrael ma'achila b'truma. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon here hold that an androgynos is a person that has the physical features both of a man and a woman. Now this androgynos is a kohen, and he goes and he marries a bas Yisrael. So the opinion of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah is that she is allowed to eat truma by virtue of being married to him. They hold that this androgynos, who has both features, they hold halachically he's a man, and therefore the marriage is a regular marriage, and she's allowed to eat truma. The Gemara brings that Rabbi Yossi actually retracted this and held that it wasn't true, that it was a safek that was unclear. That is the halacha, that androgynos has a status of a safek, a bria bifnei atmo, that it's its own type of a creation, not a man, not a woman, and we don't know exactly halachically what to do over here. So therefore, that wouldn't be true. Therefore, he wouldn't be able to feed his wife Truma, because we have a concern over here that this isn't a man, it's actually a different type of a creation. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tum Tum Shenikra V'Nimtza Zachar, Lo Yachlot Bibnei Shehu Kisris. The next idea in the Mishnah is a Tum Tum. A Tum Tum is a person whose privates are covered, and therefore we can't tell whether that person is a man or a woman. So Rabbi Yehuda says that person, Tum Tum, that has this covering, and later the covering is ripped and exposes, and now we can tell what this person is, and it turns out the person is a man. So he holds he shouldn't do chalitza because he's like a sris. The Bartanura over here says that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, and in fact we will let this person do a chalitza. The Bartanura says the reason here is because we said above that a Sris Adam can do Chalitza. And he says a Tum Tum who is Nikra, where the skin becomes torn and he is exposed, and therefore we know what gender the person is, that's like a Sris Adam. And therefore he can do Chalitza. Very strange that it should be like a Sris Adam as opposed to a Sris Chama. Rabbi Akiva Eger over here also has a lot of difficulty with this Bart Nura because of this, because also there's a Gemara in Bechoros which seems not like this. He does bring a Rambam who says that that is the halacha, like the Bart Nura says, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, that in fact a Tum Tum Shenikra V'Nimtza Zachar is allowed to do Chalitza. But he proposes maybe because we hold that he's not like a Sris at all. Not sure. Not sure what to do over here. The language of the Mishnah does say, Ribnei Shehu Kisris. Not sure. Moving on to the Mishnah. Androgynos nose avalo nisa. And androgynos, again, was this person with both gender signs, who had features of both gender. He can marry a woman, but he cannot be married to a woman. So again, it's because we're holding that he is, in the Mishnah, we're holding that he is like a man. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ends off the Mishnah by saying, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, androgynos chayavim alav skila kezachar. If a man had relations with this androgynos, so he would be chayiv skila, the death penalty, as if he lay with another man. That, the Bartanura points out, is only if he lay with the man like men lay together and not like a man lays with a woman, then he wouldn't be chayiv the skila. That's the end of Perek Ches. Moving on to the first Mishnah Aleph in Perek Tes. Says the Mishnah, Yesh mutaros leba'aleihem. A little bit of background over here. This Mishnah is going to be a bit of a repetition. Tosfos points out sometimes the Mishnayos do this. They do almost like a little bit of a review in an abbreviated fashion. Yesh mutaros leba'aleihem v'asuros liyimehen. Mutaros liyimehen v'asuros leba'aleihem. Mutaros le'elu le'elu v'asuros le'elu u'le'elu. You can have cases, says the Mishnah, where women could be mutter to their husbands, but usser to their yavam. You could have cases where women could be mutter to their yavam, but usser to their husbands. And you could have cases where a woman would be mutter to both, and you could have cases where a woman would be usser to both. Now the Mishnah will begin to explain. Ve'elu mutaros lebaaleihen v'asuros liyibmehen. These are examples of women who will be mutter to their husbands, but aser to their yavam. Kohen hediot shenasa esalmana, v'yeshlo ach kohen gadol. A regular kohen who's married to a widow. He has a brother who's a kohen gadol. So when this regular kohen dies and his wife falls out in yibum to the kohen gadol, as we've seen before, the din is do chalitza and don't do yibum, because there's an isser between these two. It's not an isser of kares and an isser of the arayas, so therefore she's not pater from chalitza, but you can't do yibum because there's an isser nonetheless. Bartanura points out here that this is not only true if the original kohen married an almana, if the original kohen married anybody. The original kohen could marry besula, but once she's married to that kohen, so she, when she falls out to the kohen gadol, she is an almana. The next case the Mishnah brings is a chalal shenasa ksheira v'yesh lo ach kasha. A chalal is a kohen who is born of a relationship the kohen, his father, shouldn't have had. So again, remember, yibum could be had from only if the brothers are paternal. We don't need the same mother. So let's say one father had one wife who was a divorcee and one wife who wasn't a divorcee. So one son will be a chalal and one son won't be a chalal. So therefore, the kohen who's a chalal, he married a regular kosher woman, and he has a brother who's a regular kosher kohen. So now the husband's allowed to be married to her, but once she has been with that husband who's a chalal, she is nischalala. She also takes on that status and now is forbidden to marry that kohen, so therefore she's mutter to her husband, but aser to the yavam, who's a kosher kohen. Yisrael shenasa bat, the next case in the Mishnah, Yisrael shenasa bas Yisrael v'yesh lo ach mamzer. If a Yisrael marries a bas Yisrael, but he has a brother who is a mamzer, again, because they could have had different mothers and come from different types of relationships, even though they have the same father. So that Yisrael who married a bas Yisrael, he dies, and he leaves his wife over to a mamzer. So now the mamzer, the isser between the bas Yisrael and the mamzer is a regular isser. It's not kares. So therefore, there's no patur over here from yibum and chalitza. But rather the din is, because there is an isser nonetheless, she does chalitza and not yibum. She's aser to the yavam, even though she was mutter to her husband. Mamzer shenasa mamzeres v'yesh lo ach Yisrael. Also, we could have a case where two mamzeri marry each other, which is completely mutter. So a mamzer marries a mamzeres. Now the mamzer had a brother who was a Yisrael. So now when the mamzer dies, his wife, the mamzeres, falls out to the Yisrael. The Yisrael can't marry the mamzeres. There's no Yisrael kares, so she's not pater from chalitza and yibum altogether, but she's aser to the yavam. Therefore you have another case where the mamzeres was mutter to her husband, the mamzer, but not to the yavam, who's a regular Yisrael. All of these finishes off the Mishnah, says the Mishnah, mutaros lebaaleihen, vasuros liyimehen. All these women are mutter to their husbands, but aser to the yavam, and the din will be choletzes velo misyabemes, they'll have to do chalitza and na'ibam. That's the end of the first Mishnah.